Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Patriots took care of business against Tennessee, and now it's time for Christmas against the Jets. Nothing says Christmas like beating the Jets. It's going to be an interesting game to break down here because the Patriots need one more win in their last two to get that number one overall seed, but clearly they're a banged-up group of players. How Bill Belichick decides to play these two games, I think, is going to be the number one overriding factor in both of these weeks. Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, Dante Hightower, the list goes on and on. Belichick can decide to play all of these guys. He can rest some of them. He can have some of them play a little bit. We saw absolutely against Tennessee, the health of this team was a big concern. I think that was a big part of the second half. I'm not sure exactly how Belichick is going to go about this, but I think you got to give some rest to some of these frontline guys. I would not play Rob Gronkowski in this game, and it's going to be interesting to see how Belichick goes about it. Now, regardless of how Belichick decides to employ his personnel in this game, I think the number one goal has to be for that offense to make sure it keeps Tom Brady in one piece. You lose him, and certainly his Super Bowl title chances take a big blow, and the Jets can flat out get after the passer. Muhammad Wilkerson is as dangerous as any defensive lineman the Patriots have seen, even as dangerous as J.J. Watt. They're going to have to do a similar job as they did against Houston against Wilkerson because he is absolutely capable of wrecking a game, and especially if you have some of your receivers not in the lineup. If Amendola is not out there, if Gronkowski's not out there, that's going to make it even more difficult for Tom Brady. So you got to find a way to run the football a little bit, and you have to find a way to protect Tom Brady. As you wrap this one up, I think it becomes very difficult to predict exactly what the Patriots' performance is going to look like because there are so many uncertainties in terms of the lineup. I talked about it in the first point. Belichick can go a lot of different ways in this game, but I think they need to nail down that number one overall seed in the AFC. I think they want that home field advantage throughout. They want to make sure the Super Bowl road goes through this place, Gillette Stadium, and I think they get that done. I don't think it'll be easy, but I think defensively, I love what I've seen from that front seven recently, and I think that's going to be the difference. They're going to get some heat on Ryan Fitzpatrick. They're going to make him uncomfortable. The secondary is going to do just enough against that big-time weapon of Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker, and I think the Patriots find a way to squeak out a 20-19 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.